Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is an original. Folks, she was on this show before there was a brain trust. That's how long and that's how dedicated she is to you. Karen Kerrigan is somebody I've been talking to you about and introducing to you and being impressed with since November of 97. That's 1997. That's like the last decade. She was only nine when I first introduced you to her, by the way. And she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Nobody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, pound for pound, no person or organization works for as hard or harder for small business than Karen Kerrigan does. She's my hero and she's my friend. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you. Yes, in the beginning there was Jim. And then there was Karen, the prodigy, which helped him along.
You know, that was, I'll never forget. I still remember meeting you. I remember those days. And you know, I was just, I had just literally within a week of, when you were on the first time, I'd only been on the air about a week.
Yeah.
And I was just, and I'm amazed that I still got other folks who were in that era with me who still come back, and I'm still amazed that they ever came back after the first time.
Oh, Jim, I'm not surprised at all, but you're right. Those early years were fun. I remember getting calls from congressman's office saying, hey, there's this guy, Jim Blasingame. He just started this show, and he wants Congressman so-and-so to appear on it, you know? And I'm like, oh, absolutely, you must do this show. Mr. Blasingame is headed for greatness, and he really understands what small business owners want and need. And I think, Jim, you know, your success and just all the achievements you've received over the years and continue to receive. I know you've the award from the Council of Chambers recently. I mean, your success has just been phenomenal, and I've just been honored to be on this show and somehow be a part of it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, working with small business owners, Karen, is kind of like cooking with shrimp. I like to cook. I do quite a bit of cooking, and I learned a long time ago that if you're ever cooking a meal for people, and you know when you're a chef, when you're trying to be a chef, you know, like a frustrated chef, and you're cooking for people who are coming over for a dinner party, you always have to worry that whether it's going to turn out all right or not. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to blow it, or is it going to taste good or not, and everything. So I learned a long time ago that if you want to make sure that you have no problems and that people will always like what you serve them, use shrimp. Because you almost can't ruin shrimp. I mean, it's easy to cook. Well, it's the same thing with small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you whenever you try to help small business owners, something good comes from that because it's the right thing to do.
Oh, it is. It is, and it continues to be that way. The small business shrimp. I have to remember that because I was waiting for like how does the shrimp enter into this because I don't really cook. But now I can share that story. But
there you go.
You're absolutely right. What we do. What we do is, it is just great to be a part of it.
Well, small business owners continue to inspire me, and I know they do you, but they're not as high on the radar screen for some people as they are for others. Mm-hmm. And it still amazes me, Karen, that members of both sides of the aisle, too many members of both sides of the aisle, still don't understand the raw power, the sheer capability, the immense contribution that small business owners make, not just to the United States, but to the world, to the global economy. If we could ever get them to understand that, they would wake up in the morning thinking about small business and go to bed thinking about small business. What do we got to do to make that happen?
Jim, you're right. A lot of these politicians talk a good game and talk about the importance of small business. Certainly during Small Business Week, for example, they put out their proclamations and they honor their small business person that maybe get the SBA award for the year in their district or in their state.
Yeah, there's a photo
but
ops.
A lot of it is talk. And, Tim, I really think that it goes back to that many or most of these members of Congress have not been small business owners themselves or really do not know or engage with small business owners. They just don't understand the weight of burden, whether it's taxes or regulation, what it does to a small business owner, both in terms of sucking up their time and resources. And they have to understand that. And they just don't get it when they read it on paper or someone talks to them.
We need to hold on to that thought, Karen. We got to take a quick break. Folks, we need more small business owners in Congress and fewer lawyers. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We built it just for you. Look for some new stuff this weekend. We're going to change over to a new look, some new capabilities, some new navigation that I think you'll like. I think it will help you. So hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. Karen, let's talk about some of the public policy issues that are on the table. The big one, the 800-pound gorilla in the living room right now is health care reform debate. The legislation that's being attempted right now by the administration and by the leadership, the majority in the Congress. Karen, the president and the Democrats, if this were a poker game, they will have already pushed all of their chips to the middle of the table, wouldn't they?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. I really think that particularly in the Congress, that they thought that they could push through very easily this very massive and intrusive and costly plan.
Do you think, Karen, that they thought that they won the White House? They've got a majority and a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. They got this huge majority in the House. Do you really think that they thought that that was a mandate to let them run wild with whatever they wanted to do?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it looks like it, doesn't it? It does, because not only with health care, but if you look at some of the other legislation regarding that, for example, it started with a stimulus package and then moved on to the energy bill, the cap and trade bill, which passed the House, but is going to have a very difficult time moving through the Senate.
Right.
And now the next big issue, of course, is health care, although a cap and trade is still on the table over on the Senate side. So I do think they believed that they had a mandate to push through these very big government initiatives, and now there's this resistance, this pushback, if you will, that is coming from the American public. It's very authentic. It's very real.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm shocked, to be quite honest, that, you know, they're calling this pushback or trying to define it as rabble-rousers and astroturf and crazy.
And manipulated by organizations.
Real people, you know, small business people, average Americans who are showing up at these events and just voicing their authentic displeasure and anger. There is anger out there at what's happening in Washington.
It's amazing to me. This is talk about having a tin ear. Talk about being obtuse, which I think they've accurately accused the Republicans of having those conditions with cause. The Democrats have just. It's like they don't, you know. Not only did they not realize, you know, that this is real, but they're insulting. They're going about the process of insulting the people who are delivering these real messages.
Oh, and they continue to do it. I mean, it's not at the you know, what you continue to hear from Nancy Pelosi and Mr. Reid over on the Senate side, and even from President Obama and his staff people, is that, you know, these are lonely voices out there. These are just individuals who have been fed misinformation, who perpetuate that and are feeding this fear and anger to others.
They said the same thing about the Tea Parties.
They did. That it was
AstroTurf. Those are real.
Oh, those are real. And what is the AstroTurf? I mean, certainly it's not the Republican Party who's doing this, because, Jim, you know as well as I that Republicans are at this point a little too incompetent.
I think they're giving the Republicans too much credit, don't
well,
you?
Well, that's right, because it's not Republicans. It's not Republicans. And, you know,
I don't think the Republican Party is that effective anymore.
It isn't. And the individuals who are showing up at these events are Republicans, they're Democrats, they're independents. It's not a Republican-driven initiative. I mean, certainly there are Republican, maybe potential elected officials who are taking advantage of this and showing up, and that's just natural. You know that they would do that to talk about their opposition to this as well. But no, this is real events,
the thing that upsets me about the debate that's going on right now is the fact that what I think are the best alternatives to what's being proposed, portability, being healthcare consumers, not just healthcare patients, allowing people to deduct their healthcare insurance for individuals and small business owners, being able to buy healthcare across state lines as we can many other products. Those kinds of options are not even on the table in the legislative debate, is it?
Well, Jim, they did not even listen to small business in this. To be honest, it really has been the big business interests that have been at the table. And now, you know, the big businesses, you know, the big industries, they're getting eaten.
Here's a good example of that, Karen. Walmart has gone over to the dark side. And if anybody thinks Walmart is on the side of small business, you know, I think you're mistaken.
Well, Jim, and I always defended Walmart in terms of, you know, them being anti-small business, and, you know, if a Walmart comes to town, it wipes small businesses out. I said, no, it helps, you know, will help economic development. But now that they said, yeah, we support a mandate on small business, you know, hey, I'm on a different page.
Me too. Well, I always did too. I mean, I used to have a speech that teaches small businesses why they should thank Walmart for coming to town. But folks, this healthcare debate is a different story. Tintail, right back with Karen Kerrigan right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, little Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce today that I am starting a new campaign. I'm going to be the national chairman for the campaign to nominate Karen Kerrigan for president in 2012. Karen is now the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And so as in that job, sbecouncil.org, in that job, that completely qualifies her 100% to be the president of the United States. Karen Kerrigan, if I nominate you, will you accept?
Oh, Jim, I work much better outside of the system. The opposition would have a field day.
Oh, no.
Taking everything I've said, everything
they would
I've quake written,
in their boots. They would quake in their boots, Karen, if they thought you were going to be.
Oh, my gosh.
See, we're going to run you on the small business party.
Yeah, we should have a small business party.
I think I own smallbusinessparty.org. I'm not sure. We do need to start a small business party.
Okay, Jim. Here's the deal. If you decide to run, and we nominate you, I'll be your campaign manager and your spokesperson.
You're not going to flip the surround on me, Karen. We got no chance if I run. That's not going to work. Hey, Karen, I want to. You've got some actual hands-on physical stuff that you're offering to your members and anybody listening on how they can address this healthcare issue in these meetings and through the mail, that sort of thing. Talk to us about that.
Well, the first thing that people can do is go to our website, sbecouncil.org, and they can sign the Not On Our Backs petition. And this basically is, once we present the petition to Congress when they come back in September, we'll tell them that they can't place the costs and burdens of reforming our health care systems on the backs of small business. They got to help small business owners, not hurt them. Sign the Not On Our Backs petition, and then you'll be put on our email list to get all the types of health care actions or action alert, things that you can continue to do.
Folks,
throughout the debate.
This is good stuff. You will want to, you will not mind, I promise you, trust me on this one, you will not mind getting the information from her group, from her organization.
So that's the one thing you can do. Sign the Not On Our Backs petition at sbecouncil.org. Get on our list, and then as the debate continues to twist and turn, you'll know what to do moving forward. Please do that. Sign up for the newsletter, too, at sbecouncil.org for any of the issues that we are addressing with respect to taxes.
And you can find out how your member of Congress voted there on small business issues.
That's right.
Karen, I am one of these people. I'm going to be pretty intransigent on this one topic. I don't want any kind of legislation at all this year. I want no compromise. I want nothing because, Karen, if they compromise, it will still have some element of government involvement. And I not only don't want the camel just to have his nose under the tent, I want to kill the camel.
Jim, any of these proposals that are moving forward right now, I mean, certainly what's in the House and what they're talking about in the Senate, first and foremost, our country can't afford these big government packages.
Right.
I mean, we can't place these costs on the future generation. Secondly, these what they're considering will not help small businesses. It's going to hurt them rather than help them. All small businesses, whether the employer mandate is going to be imposed on them or not, or you know whether they provide insurance or not, the minimum benefits package that the government is going to come up with is going to raise their costs, period.
Right.
You know, it'll be these gold-plated plans, and Mr. Obama continues to say, oh, well, you'll have access to whatever Congress has access to in terms of plan. Jim, small business owners can't afford that.
That's right.
And then
and most of them don't need that.
They don't. They don't. And we need that flexibility and
people. We don't need to pay for things that we don't need, and that's a big deal. But I'll tell you, Karen, a lot of people are saying that we got to have something. We got to do something because doing nothing is worse than doing something. Doing nothing is worse than doing at least something. But I disagree with that. I think there's some things that we could do, we could compromise on, that would be worse than what we have right now.
Well, I agree. Congress has to do something, but it has to be the right thing. It has to be a good thing. The legislation, I believe, needs to be vastly pared down, vastly, vastly, and just targeted towards helping people access insurance and then freeing up the system so that they have more choice in the system across state lines and improving upon what works, which is, you know, more of consumer-oriented type of care and, you know, giving people a financial incentive to buy health insurance. That's what needs to be done, period. And then we could tweak and fix things along the way.
Exactly.
But we don't need to overhaul the system and to put government, you know, have these government regulations and this level of intrusiveness that's going to undermine the entire system.
Karen, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you for the hard work. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for caring so much about small business owners and doing such a great job. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.